I'm sure the angel was a virgin as well. That was pretty funny. Thanks. You know, the virgin birth is very controversial. It's probably one of the biggest obstacles for people coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's something that we can't really get our heads around. But you know, there's many animals and reptiles and I think even some sharks actually reproduce without having, you know, sexual relations, asexual species. And there's also some virgins throughout history who've claimed virginity, some sort of Greek gods and famous women in royal lines, but maybe they're just covering up some discrepancies. We don't know. There was also a colleague of mine. She went overseas a few years back to get pregnant, artificially inseminated, but, you know, it leaves a question in people's mind, what really happened? Because we do suspect different things, don't we? But God says that he was going to send his own son, Emmanuel, the saviour of the world, through a virgin. That was foretold, prophesied right back in Isaiah, that first reading we just heard. And we know that God, his word is powerful. He can do anything. He created the whole world by his very word. Just by speaking it, things came into being. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we know that he created Adam and Eve from nothing with his own hands. And over the years, he's brought, you know, many older women like Hannah and Elizabeth that we just heard to fall pregnant, even in their old age. He can make dry bones live again, he says, and he brings something out of nothing. God can do anything. Nothing is impossible for him. So if he says that he's going to send his son, Emmanuel, the Saviour, through a virgin, he certainly did it. And that's what we have in the gospel story today, a true story, how he came, sent the angel to the Virgin Mary. Now, why Mary? Why would he choose this little maiden, about probably 14 years old, very humble, very poor? Why would he choose her? Why not choose Cephas's daughter, you know, like someone with riches and gold and, you know, someone with some esteem from Jerusalem? No, he chooses someone from Nazareth. And if you've read the scriptures, they say, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" That was a saying back in those days. But God chooses this young girl of marriageable age. That was actually a marriageable age in the Jewish custom at the time. And from a poor family, we know that Mary and Joseph were poor, because then when they went to offer their sacrifices at the temple, they didn't offer the regular sacrifices. They took the option that was provided for poorer people. They offered turtle doves, which was what poorer people could offer. We know she didn't really have much money. So why would God call this young, humble, poor girl from Nazareth to be the chosen vessel, the chosen virgin, to bear his son? Well, if we look a bit closer at Mary, just from this text, we can see that she is a humble woman. She's a thoughtful woman, very considered in her response to the angel. She's not frightened, per se, by meeting the angel. She's just concerned about his words. How would this come about? She didn't say, "I don't believe you." She humbly trusted God and his messenger, received the words humbly, and said to the angel, "May it be to me as God has said." Now, I don't know how many of us would have that response. We are never going to be asked to bear the child of God. That's been done. But sometimes God asks us to do some pretty challenging stuff. And we might think, "Oh, well, what would that do for my reputation? Or that doesn't sit well with me, or that would just muck up my plans, or that is just too big for me to do. I'm not able to do that." But we are to have the same response to what God calls us to do, as Mary did herself. She humbly submitted to God's will and said, "Be it unto me as you have planned. Your will be done in my life. I will surrender to your will. I'll put aside my plans to do what you have called me to do, even if that bucks up my plans, even if that changes my life." She risked everything to say yes to God. She risked losing her fiancé, her husband-to-be, her reputation, even her very life, because adultery and being conceived of a, you know, conceiving a child out of wedlock was not a very good thing to do and was punishable. But she said yes to God. So I wonder what God might be calling you to do that is a challenge for you, that might make up your plans. Is it even just coming to faith in Jesus Christ, receiving his message of love for you, that he wants you to come and be his own child, that he wants to come and live inside of you? Is it a saying yes to that, to receive salvation this day? I want to encourage us all to say yes to whatever God is calling us to do, whatever God is saying to us. Be humble like Mary, submit to God's will, and let his Holy Spirit come and live inside you to lead you forward into all that God has for you. We don't need to be impregnated with the Holy Spirit in the physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, we invite the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of us so that we can live out God's plan and purposes for our lives. Let me pray. God, we thank you so much for Mary's example of humble faith and obedience and submission to your will. And we pray that you will reduce us with the same humility, that we'll come before you and just say, not my will be done, but yours. And that you'll have your way in our lives this day. That you'll give us strength and courage to step into all that you have called us to do. And that you'll fill us with your Holy Spirit to empower us to move more powerfully in your will and your ways. We thank you for the new life that you bring to live inside each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray.